E.G. White settles the question of the Daubigny quotations. 10 days after this report was made by W.C. White to A.G. Daniels, a question arose, sparked by the checking of all quoted materials in the book. It was found that the most frequently quoted historian was Daubigny, whose History of the Reformation, written in French, had been published in 5 translations in England and the United States. 3 of the translations were represented in the Great Controversy, but it was discovered that only one had the wholehearted approval of the author. The question now was, should all the matter quoted from this author be from just the one which had the author's approval? To do so would call for a good many changes in the Great Controversy text, and in some cases, provide a less desirable wording. Work on the pages involved was held up until this matter could be settled by Ellen White herself. And this was delayed considerably because of some long absences of W.C. White from Elmshaven, a number of them in behalf of the new medical school. No attempt would be made in the matter until W.C. White could be home and present the question to his mother. Chrysler, on July 22, wrote to him at Loma Linda. We are hoping that you will be sure to run up to St. Helena immediately after the close of the Loma Linda Council, so that we may consider finally the Daubigny matters, etc. In the meantime, Ellen White, possibly with some intimation of the question that had to be settled, made a clear-cut statement to Mary Stewart that Mary carefully wrote out, dated, and signed on July 31. Here it is. Whenever any of my workers find quotations in my writings, I want those quotations to be exactly like the book they are taken from. Sometimes they have thought they might change a few words to make it a little better, but it must not be done. It is not fair. When we quote a thing, we must put it just as it is. DF 83B. The next day, W. C. White was back home and hastened to place the Daubigny matter before his mother for a decision. Her decision was to use the translation approved by the author. On August 2, he wrote to Clarence Chrysler, who was working at Pacific Press. I undertook yesterday morning to present to Mother in detail the changes called for in our effort to correct the quotations from Daubigny. Mother examined a few of these and approved of them, but then told me plainly that she wished us to go forward with the whole lot, without asking her to examine them one by one. 3 days later, Elder White wrote to the manager of Pacific Press, reporting on Ellen White's decision and the work that followed in carrying it out. I see that this week has slipped by without our putting the Luther chapters into the hands of the printers. I think these will come on all right next week. Mother refuses to go over the Daubigny quotations item by item. She has examined enough to be satisfied that the work we are doing is right, and she has given full and unqualified instruction for us to go ahead. The work in progress in Mountain View called for the close attention of Mary Stewart and frequently for the presence of Clarence Chrysler. While this was in progress, W. C. White continued to be away from the office, a great deal, serving the general interests of the church. Chrysler knew that Ellen White, now 83 years old, might well be, under these circumstances, lonely and somewhat concerned. He made it a point to write to her from time to time from Mountain View. One such letter he typed out on Monday, August 1. The historical work connected with the resetting of Great Controversy is nearly finished. We are finding nearly all the quoted matter, and proper references are being given in the margins at the foot of the pages. The quotations are all being verified. When we learn from you what translation of Daubigny should be followed in the quotations taken from his History of the Reformation, we will act accordingly. Great Controversy will bear the severest tests. When it was prepared years ago, thorough work was done. This is more and more evident, the more the book is examined. It would have been better, of course, if the historical references had been given in the first editions, but this is a minor matter that can easily be adjusted at the present time, when new plates are being made. We are copying out historical extracts to file away with our various publishing houses who are publishing great controversy, so that if anyone should ever question statements that you have made in great controversy, our brethren at these publishing houses will have matter to place before others, demonstrating that the positions you have taken in great controversy and the historical statements you have made are in harmony with the best historical records. Great Controversy has already had a great sale, and our bookmen who have much to do with pushing its sale into new fields feel as if the new edition, giving proper credits to the historical extracts that are quoted in the book, will be all the better and stronger, and will meet with the full approval of all concerned. They rejoice to learn that the historical statements you have made in the book are in harmony with the best histories, and can be fully vindicated. On September 20th, Chrysler wrote to Professor H.C. Lacey, a teacher at the Adventist College at Stanborough Park, near London, England, who was helping to track down elusive quotations. "We have endeavored to have all quoted matter in the book carefully verified, and references to proper sources inserted at the foot of each page where the extracts occur, throughout the book. Of course, no revision of the text has been attempted, and the paging of the reset plates will remain practically the same as in the former subscription editions, all chapters beginning and ending on the same pages as hitherto." Italics supplied.